producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler in this hour of the Good Day program. Well, what would you like to talk about, Kenny? Should we talk about the weather? What do you think? Let's talk about the weather. It's wonderful. It's just beautiful outside. The Northeast is enjoying temperatures that are 10 to 12 to 14 degrees above average, going up to the 50s and 60s again by the end of the week. Hooray about that. That's good news, right? Price of gasoline, good news there. Oil falling below $38 a barrel. 7 years plus, it's been down in that bracket. So the cost of gasoline, unless you're in California, is good. All right. So even though there are people, I saw this morning, unnerving. The price of gasoline is unnerving Wall Street. Wow. How's that not good for business? If you're shipping something, it's less expensive to do it. I know it cost a couple of years ago $1,200 to ship a car from Boston to Florida. Now I can ship a car across the country for the same amount of dough because it's costing less to fuel the trucks. People have no idea. And this is one of the things that's shallow about this whole thing, the focus on the cost of fuel. When it goes down some, we're happy. But still, if you look at the price of gasoline 7, 8, 9 years ago, when the price of a barrel of oil coming out of the ground was the same as it is today, and then compare it to what we're paying today, you're still 40-some-odd cents higher today. So where's that money going? It's going to the oil company's profit, the bottom line. And the airlines and other people that put... Can you imagine there still is... I forget what shipper it is. I don't think it's UPS or FedEx. But there still is a shipping company that's of that ilk that has the gall to add to the charges a fuel tax, a fuel charge. And airlines are still doing it, too. How do they get away with that? Who's investigating that sort of thing in the public interest? That would be worthwhile asking, don't you think? Under the circumstances.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Or there's Donald Trump. I'm sort of chuckling about this because I don't know really what else to do. At this point, I have been, some people have criticized me because it sounds like I'm supporting Trump. I'm supporting a difference. I'm supporting a real change. Remember when we had hope and change? We're going to change everything. Hope. I give you hope and change, and he gave us nothing but bunk. So when somebody comes along, is this just more talk? And should we consider it the same way? Because now many of us who are voters and people who are supporting the American way of life and love our country, we think that we're, no matter what these guys are saying, they're all giving us a lot of hoopla, and they either can't do anything or won't really do anything. You don't understand what it's like because when you get into office, you have other realities and you can make all these promises. So is that the way we should look at what Donald Trump is saying? Because now what he's done is begin to turn off people like me who believe in the basic message that he and Carly Fiorina and Rand Paul, although it's not exactly the same message, it's a better fiscal message. It's a conservative fiscal approach to running things. But all this other crazy stuff on Donald Trump's hit list, like Mexicans and women and blacks and people who are disabled, there probably isn't a group that has not come under the critical eye of Donald Trump. So Muslims are on that list now. Donald said there ought to be, well, let's listen to his actual words.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Okay. So on the surface, there's an until there, until we figure out what's going on. Well, what is going on? We have situations like, and this is basically right out of the San Bernardino playbook, the extremists, the terrorists, whatever it is that you want to call them, this is coming as a reaction. Somebody said to me yesterday, someone who I love and I expect and, I mean, I respect and admire, worked on my farm for 14, 15 years. She knows that I go to California in the wintertime, and she said to me, be careful out there. And I looked at her and I said, be careful of, oh, the terrorists. And I looked at her, she's 78, 79 years old, and I went over to her and I gave her a big hug, and I said, Nancy, there's just as much chance that somebody could come down this driveway and want to blow up the farm as there is, or blow up my house in California, blow up anything. There's as much of a chance it can happen here as out there. And the chances of these sort of things happening, as we have said, even though this is horrific, you have more of a chance of being hit by lightning than being involved in a terrorist incident. So that's the reality of that event. Now, having said that, there are lots of other things that come as sort of a watershed in the wake of things like San Bernardino. More things get scrutinized that have been let go because of, you fill in the blank. Why have we not been better at following some of these people who are obviously a problem? There are all kinds of signs. A woman in a burqa going into almost anywhere is sign for concern. And yet when whatever it was that these people were using for ammo or maybe guns, I wasn't sure who actually procured all of the guns and weaponry, Kenny. How much of it did she get? How much of it was...
I don't think we know yet.
But you understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of supposition, there's a lot of hyperbole, there's a lot of stuff being said that just isn't right. Should we be worried about women in burqas? Well, what's going to happen now is that people who see women in burqas are going to go the other way. I use the analogy that was part of what happened when I used to go up to Detroit on Saturday nights when I was in college in Ohio. I'd bring up a carload of guys, we'd go to the Cobo Arena to watch the wrestling matches because it was so fun. It was so silly. It was just, but it was in a part of town that wasn't exactly the best part of town. Let's put it that way. So when we'd get out of our car, there were four of us who would go more or less each, not every Saturday, but we went up with regularity, walk down the street, and if we saw a bunch of black guys coming at us on the same side of the street, we'd cross over to the other side of the street. That was just, it was almost, it was like a reaction that we didn't even think about. We just did it. Now, is that the same sort of thing as some people's reaction to women who wear burqas or even to names that are Muslim? Are they bringing this about themselves? Or are we not being... There's a fine line, it seems to me, between what Obama and the Attorney General said the other day, which was extreme, to my opinion, on the left, and then what Trump said the other day, which is extreme, on the right. So what's the proper course of action? How do you tell your children not to be afraid of other children who have names that don't sound like their American names? Well, I mean... Anymore?
Well, kids have to learn to be afraid of that.
Right, of course they are. They're taught. That's the one of the things you heard me yesterday talking a lot about the Deepak Chopra, the lecture that I went to on Sunday night. And one of the things, you know, when you talk about how similar we all are in makeup, yes. But one of the things, there was a baby, there was a couple in the audience that had a six-month-old baby. And we were talking about how fresh, pure, and I can even say this about my grandson, who will be a year old in a couple of weeks. He's walking. He has the way that you raise a child around whatever the realities of life are, the way that they come into the world, or that they go into the world, maybe more going into the world and coming into the world, is completely, as Kenny just said, dependent on what you teach them, what he or she will learn from your attitudes, from your expressions, from your fears or whatever it is that you pass along to them, from the attitude in your home. Is it a happy home? Is this child laughing a lot? Is it fun to watch him or her learning how to walk and learning how to talk and do all the things that children do? They're pure. They are unruffled by the realities of the world. And most of the time, as you know, even though the DNA is certainly important, and that's going to have a lot to do with your life as you get older, but also the environment that your children grow up in is also important. They're going to smoke if you smoke. They're going to drink if you drink. They're going to swear if you swear. They're going to have an attitude toward politics or to people that you display. That's the way it is. Whether we keep that through our lives, it's up to sort of us as we declare ourselves to be free of certain kinds of thinking or not. But whatever tone you set for your children is what they're going to carry forward, and that's going to determine how successful I think we are at dealing with a lot of these problems. That's just my way of looking at it. What's yours? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Get a money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Thank you. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
All right, switcheroo time at Good Day, 23 past the hour. Time for us to have a little bit of fun, maybe a little reflective time, courtesy of the monologuists, some people on television, and the general tone or attitude towards some of the issues of the day needs to have a smile, from a frown to a smile. We have to dump people upside down a little bit. And thus, Conan O'Brien, starting out our overview of the late night shows, joking about Donald Trump's aforementioned comments.
After President Obama said last night that Muslims are some of our sports heroes, Donald Trump sent out a tweet saying, which sport is he talking about? Trump's tweet was retweeted by Muhammad Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. In fairness, two guys who had very little impact on sports.
That's a light chuckle on that one. Seth Meyers joking about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump this evening said he wants to see a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Well, if he's elected, any Muslims trying to enter the country will probably be trampled to death by all the people leaving the country.
Remember when, who was it that said, some famous actor said, if George Bush gets elected president, I'm going to Canada. Who was that? Do you remember?
Isn't that Alec Baldwin?
I think it was Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Guess what? He's still here. And in a lot of movies.
Yep.
Television shows. Okay. Speaking of television show focus here, Steve Harvey in his daytime program answered one of the members of his audience's question about whether he's too overprotective with his daughter.
My daughter just started recently dating. She's 15. He recently sent me a text message wishing me a happy birthday, and now I'm trying to think, is he trying to butter me up?
Well, I think you're off to the right start. I kid you not. I tell every boy to come to my house, listen to me, you take my daughter out, but everything you do to her, I'm going to do to you. So I always say, if I look outside, y'all kissing real hard, when you come in here, me and you going to kiss real hard. She may not like it, but she'll grow to appreciate it.
Okay. I can't imagine doing that. I went right to, what would I have done in that circumstance? I don't think I've ever seen a boy kiss my daughter, now that I think about it, other than her husband. Well, maybe that's not true. I remember one of the guys she dated when she was working in New York. Okay. But I wasn't about to kiss him. Oof. All right. Wendy Williams from her daytime chat fest answering an audience member's question about whether to charge a daughter for babysitting her own child.
My daughter just moved back home with me, and she just had another baby, my little granddaughter. I'm now going to be babysitting for her. She was going to be paying me. Should I be charging her to babysit?
Okay.
It's my granddaughter.
Okay. I find there to be nothing wrong with taking money from your daughter, because you're going to be doing a job, and that is babysitting. You know what I mean?
So she wanted to give me money. She doesn't want to feel she's taking advantage. So she says, Mommy, I'll give you $50.
Do you want to know what? Take the money, and even if you never spend it, at the end of the year or at her birthday, give it back to her.
Oh, great idea. Is that a nice idea?
Oh,
Ellen
nice.
DeGeneres joking about holiday parking at the malls.
It's time for my annual rant about mall parking lots. Nobody listens to me. I talk about it every year. You know, we're all trying to get into the mall, all of us, and we all want a parking spot. People do things that make it worse for everybody, like you're at an intersection, and you can see that someone wants to turn left into the parking lot, but the lines are backed up all the way to the street, right? There's nowhere to go. The light turns green, and they go anyway. Then when the light turns red, they're blocking you because you can't go because they decided to go. They're the same people who think their SUV is going to put in a spot that's clearly marked compact. I don't know. Maybe they're so high up they can't read it or something. Their parents must have told them, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. Guess what? No.
Huh. I'm just trying to figure. I know where she lives in Beverly Hills and the closest mall to her. I'm trying to envision her driving her Porsche into a parking spot in the mall and getting out and just going shopping. I'm having a hard time imagining that, but, you know, stranger things happen. After all, it is L.A. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You want to lose weight? You want to eat fast food? Can you do both? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Can you eat fast food on a diet? Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Subway say, yep, you can. But I can smell your doubt from here. Here's the thing. If the calorie input is not excessive, it's okay. But picture this. You've had a tough morning. Your boss was on your case. You need a reward. You're about to order in your favorite fast food establishment. You don't throw in fries, have the extra whatever. Sure you do. Because if you're like me and carrying a few extra pounds, you've already proved you're a little lacking in the will department when it comes to food. DCOC advice, the best way to lose weight using fast food restaurants, get in car, stop at fast food outlet, out of car, huff it around the block that it's on, 10 times. Now you're burning calories. Now you have a chance of losing weight. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at DollarDownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com. IRSmoney.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell joining us in a matter of moments. Matter of fact, I think, Jack, you there? I didn't ask before, but I...
Yes, affirmative. I am ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready.
That's very good. I like it when people are ready to go. A lot of medical news and in the medical, you know how I am about the mind-body-spirit connection. And what I think about all of the hoopla now. I went to a lecture. I don't think I told you this because I haven't talked to you since last week. Went to a lecture that Deepak Chopra had here in Boston on Sunday night. And it affected me greatly. Sunday night, I didn't sleep much thinking about it. And I read a lot of what was in his book. Stayed up and read it. And I started thinking about it. And I applied a lot of it to conversations that we had yesterday on the air. And I just made a statement about 15, 20 minutes ago about what happens to children as they grow up and are faced with challenges and they're faced with realities of choices. And what choices do you make usually are predicated by the choices that you've seen your parents make or adults that you've been exposed to. And so as I think about our attitude toward some people, we have an attitude toward some issues, we have an attitude toward health. And if your parents are focused on their health and well-being, if they don't smoke, if they don't abuse alcohol, if they're not using drugs, if they're not... I'm trying to set a course up here and wonder how it may impact you and your family as well, how you and Mary have impacted your children. You have a lot more children than I do in various circumstances, and the collection is enough to fill a small bus.
Yes. Yes.
But in thinking about the realities of what we set, what the environment is like, and what we set as a tone for children, and maybe we focus because your expertise is in the medical area. Jack is a well-known NUCA chiropractor. And even when I talk to some chiropractors and tell them that you're my friend and I go to you for treatment of my shoulders and neck, they say, what's a NUCA chiropractor? So it's not something that's well known. And sometimes I just throw it off and say, okay, here's Jack and this is what he does. And I don't really explain what Nuka Chiropractic is. And so for the benefit of the audience, in less than 60 seconds, explain why you are different than the average chiropractor. And then we're going to talk a little about what goes on in your office and how that type of health, when people make choices, because when they come to you, it's not because they have to, it's because they want to. And I want to use that as an example of getting people to think about some issues when it comes to their body that they make choices on versus what you have in your DNA that you don't have any choice. You don't have, you know, there are some people philosophically, spiritually believe you do pick your parents. That's an argument for another time. But when it comes to your DNA, you don't have as much choice over that in the main as you do over what you do in the reality of your experiences. All right. Does that sound too complex? Just tell us in terms of choice, why people would choose to come to a Nuka chiropractor.
Well, most chiropractors are beginning to find out about Nuka Chiropractic, mm-hmm. NUCCA,
yep.
Stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association, because it's being written up in the medical news.
Mm.
And
much as chiropractic was when the AMA was afraid of it 45, 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many schools of chiropractic. And in fact, there are medical schools now that are like in Bridgeport, Connecticut, that's starting to bring chiropractic into the education.
Yeah.
But there's only two schools that teach what I do. So, you know, the mother of chiropractic that's in Davenport, Iowa, and the other one is out in the Bay Area. And so most graduating chiropractors are not exposed to the effects of upper cervical, which means the upper neck. And it's the way the head sits on top of the neck that controls the balance of the rest of the system, not just structurally, but as far as internal organ function is concerned as well. And so when the head is out of balance with the neck, and most people don't realize it is, they're just concerned about their back pain, their sciatica, their headaches, their cardiovascular problems.
And by the way, as a result of this sort of pain, it changes. Don't think that this kind of pain doesn't affect your mental attitude and your overall. This I'm bleeding this into, broaching the discussion of how your children see you growing up. If
yes.
Your children are growing up around you and you're in pain and you're complaining about it all the time and you haven't taken good care of your body.
Yeah, you don't do anything about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And it's your attitude about money and finances that's going to affect them the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. It's your attitude about politics and leadership responsibilities in the community will affect them the rest of their life. Food choices are going to affect them the rest of their life. So, you know, just yesterday, a lady brought in her brand new baby for me to check, because I'm checking babies all the time, because babies during the birth process can simply have that spine twisted in the birth
process.
Chiropractic
is a good idea for a new baby.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the lady that was in there yesterday with the grandmother, who's been my patient for a long time, her daughter, who's been my patient since she was like 8, and now she's in her 20s, and the newborn baby, and they, as soon as the baby was born, I think the baby is about 4 or 5 days old. As soon as they felt good about bringing the baby out of the house, out into the public area, the first place they came to was my house, my office, because that's what grandma has been doing mm-hmm. ever since the mother was a young child.
Right.
And they understand that the structure underlies function. And we want the function of this newborn developing baby's body to be top-notch. We must make sure the nervous system is functioning correctly, which is really what chiropractors are all about. Their number one concern is the function of the nervous system. And we always, you find them working on the back, you find them working on the neck, because that's where the central nervous system exists, outside of the skull. So when the spine is aligned properly and there isn't any interference patterns being put into the nervous system, muscles are balanced, headaches are fine, digestion's fine, elimination works the way it's supposed to work, the immune system is ready to do its job, as well as all the other various systems of the human body, all of which are controlled by the brain. And so as the brain signals leave the brain, they go into the spinal cord, leave the spinal cord and go into the various areas of the body. Any encumbrance of that function, any interruption of that nerve innervation to the organs will lead to some dysfunction, more or less, that eventually will catch up to you. So,
mm-hmm. All right. So the reason that I go into this or have Jack go into it is because, once again, it's about choice. It's about knowledge. It's about what it is that, and more and more people are doing what Jack is suggesting, taking their medical decisions back to themselves rather than do it the old-fashioned way, because the old-fashioned way doesn't really work anymore. And part of this, and this is moderately commercial, but one of the things that Jack has established at his clinic in Salt Lake is this treatment that he just described, but also an approach to wellness, an overall approach to wellness. And that's one of the reasons I'd like to have Jack here, because he brings to the program something that the other doctors don't. Every one of the doctors here brings something different to the program. Jack and his approach comes closest to the way I practice in my own life, how to stay well. It doesn't mean it's right for you, but more and more people are making these choices because there is, whether it's concierge medicine, whether it's just looking at the system and not liking what the outcome has been for so many people that have gone the traditional route. So more people go down the street that Jack's talking about, spending their own money. The choice is clear. You make your own decisions and you spend it on alternative sources, and more people are doing that now. There's more money spent on alternative sources of medicine in our country than on traditional, so-called traditional medicine.
And well, traditional is so oriented now towards drugs for everything, drugs for anything.
Right.
And you know, and we've kind of corralled these poor guys and girls into that kind of a position because most people think their problems are solved with a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And if the doctor you go
is moving
towards more naturalistic approaches to health, and he says, I don't think you need a pill, a lot of times you'll just go to another doctor.
Right, give me a pill.
So they're advertising
for all this stuff on television, radio, in the magazines and newspapers. You're going to be influenced by this. So when somebody like Jack comes along who has put together a compound that is pretty thrilling, actually, these long-life energy enzymes, the big companies start from being little companies. Jack has run this clinic in Salt Lake for a long time. He and his wife, Mary, are very good when it comes to the function of health. Whenever I go there, and I'm going to tell you my next trip will be sooner rather than later, there is always an education because Mary will test the various functions of your whole body as a result of her having some expertise, some education, some equipment, and then you know what's going on in your body. Jack will tell you physically how you can, as he just explained, make your body better by aligning your spine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then because of their research and what they do themselves in their own lives, they've come up with some things like these long-life energy enzymes that have a product called Gymnema in it, which is so important because it stops sugar cravings. That's where illness begins. Jack will always tell you that health begins in the gut. It does, but if you've got a lot of sugar, and I'm the number one guy when it comes to this, I have been a sugarholic all my life, and I can see the numbers growing, and I decided, you know what, this isn't for me anymore. I don't want my numbers growing, because sooner or later, it develops into diabetes, or could anyway. So now that I've stopped eating so much candy and cake and pies and bread and any of that other stuff that leads to the carbohydrates that lead to sugar and keeping the numbers up, my numbers are going down substantially. I have been taking these long life energy enzymes that Jack has come, these powerful probiotics that are in there. My friend Meredith has been taking them and she loves them. I mean, she talks more. She'd be a better spokesperson than me for them. And more and more people are taking them. You found somebody who had Down's syndrome.
Oh, it's amazing. This just blew me away. This lady that I've been taking care of for a few years decided to start taking these enzymes herself. She's in her 70s, and she has her son who lives with her who has Down's, and he's 57. And which is a long time for somebody with Down's to live, because they usually develop heart problems that take them out earlier than that. And she came into the office the other day to get another bottle. And I, you know, Marianne, how you doing? Oh, everything's fine. Oh, doctor's fine. Well, I can't wait to remember. Just as excited as she could be, like on Christmas morning for a child. She says, I've been giving these to my son. He's come out of his room. Well, what do you mean? I didn't even know she had a Down syndrome son. So what do you mean he came out? He's out talking to everybody. He's out visiting. We have to make sure that, you know, that we keep an eye on him because he wants to go outside on the street and talk to people. And she says, you know, it's getting cold around here. Something's happened inside of him, and he's emotionally attaching to people. And you know how loving Down's people usually are. He hasn't been that way. And she says, and I think it's the enzymes. Don't you, Dr. Stock? Well, I have no idea. We did this to improve digestion, to take care of sugar handling, mm-hmm. and to help with other, to rotor-rooter out the, essentially, the arterial system. And stories like this keep coming in all the time.
All right. So the point here is sort of coupling this with what Chopra is saying in his new book about DNA and how we all have to, well, we don't have to, but it would be smart if we knew about the genome connection and how we're all pretty much one and using the tools that are around, like the information that Jack's giving us and Deepak Chopra gives you to sort of modify or sort of straighten out, I don't know, what it's putting a lid on the craziness that is part of the approach to our lives are crazy. We're just kidding. Well, we're crazy. And part of it is the approach to medicine is so crazy. So anyway, I would send you to the Forbidden Doctor. There's a webcast that's there, a podcast, I mean. Every week he changes his focus. What's the focus this week of the podcast?
Again, it's good food choices during the Christmas season.
Okay. Right.
During the Christmas, how to still have a joyous time and not pack on the fat and the tiredness and all the problems that processed carbs give you.
Okay, so the podcast is educational and instructive. You can get that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Information on choices that you can have, if you will, about supplements like these long-life energy enzymes can be procured at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You just click on products, click on the long-life energy enzymes. You can read about it on the website. If you want to buy them, you can use a code D-O-U-G, Doug, for 10% off. But all of this is aimed at balance and giving you something else to think about and do, which at this time is very important. So, Jack, I always thank you. My hat is off to you and Mary Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day program. If you're a woman who's been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, taking a different approach to a certain medical item, genetic testing can help inform appropriate treatment. When you make treatment decisions, you want information, and Brian Osich is going to explain to you how important a certain type of testing is in the area of ovarian cancer.
Screening based on family history or age misses many ovarian cancer patients with a BRCA mutation. Dr. Ursula Matalonis, Medical Director of Gynecologic Oncology at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
Nearly half of BRCA-positive ovarian cancer patients have no significant family history of ovarian cancer. That's why it's so important for all women with ovarian cancer to be tested. For women with advanced ovarian cancer who have received previous treatment with three or more prior chemotherapies, and who have an inherited mutation in the BRCA gene, Lynparza or olaparib may be one of those options.
If you have ovarian cancer, ask your doctor about the BRCA mutation. For more information, listen to the following important safety information and go to Lynparza.com. There are no contraindications for Lynparza. Lynparza may cause serious side effects that can lead to death, including bone marrow problems and lung problems. Some people who have ovarian cancer or who have received previous treatment with chemotherapy or certain other medicines for their cancer have developed bone marrow problems called myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, or acute myeloid leukemia, AML, during treatment with Lynparza. If you develop MDS or AML, your healthcare provider will stop treatment with Lynparza. You will undergo blood tests before and every month during treatment with Lynparza to monitor your blood cell counts. Weekly blood tests will be performed if you have low blood cell counts that last a long time. Your healthcare provider may stop treatment with Lynparza until your blood cell counts improve. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any new or worsening symptoms or lung problems, including shortness of breath, fever, cough, or wheezing. Your healthcare provider may do a chest x-ray if you have any of these symptoms. Your healthcare provider may temporarily or completely stop treatment if you develop pneumonitis. You should not become pregnant during treatment with Lynparza. Talk to your healthcare provider if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Avoid grapefruit juice, and Seville oranges during treatment as they may increase the levels of Lynparza in your blood. The most common side effects are anemia, nausea or vomiting, tiredness or weakness, diarrhea, indigestion or heartburn, headache, loss of appetite, changes in how food tastes, changes in kidney function blood tests, sore throat, throat or runny nose, upper respiratory infection, cough, pain in the joints, muscles, and back, rash, and pain or discomfort in your stomach area. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. These are not all the possible side effects of Lynparza. For more information, ask your healthcare provider or pharmacist. For complete prescribing information, visit Lynparza.com or call 1-800-236-9933. That's Newsbreak from AstraZeneca.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Optimism abounds as we take apart a lot of things in the world of technology and try to get them to a point where you can understand them. Kim Gerritsen is with us from his company Realizing Innovation. He always has information on gadgets and gadgetry that is helpful and ideas about technology for the consumer, which would be you and me. Speaking of consuming, this is the season of giving. Consumers are working hard to be ready and willing and able. The easiest ways to pack and ship your gifts. The focus now of some information that you should pay close attention to.
Shopping for the right gift is just part of the holiday fun, but it's also important to have a plan in place to get your gift delivered on time. Staples' Allison Corcoran says be prepared for what happens after the purchase.
Well, it is that time of year again, and people will be shipping holiday gifts of many shapes and sizes. And that requires the right packaging supplies as well as shipping services. Staples has all the supplies people need, from recycled packing peanuts to boxes and holiday tape.
With all the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, Corcoran says it's important to be mindful of shipping and delivery dates.
It's hard to find the time to ship your packages. Every Staples store has a UPS service counter for convenient shipping and easy package drop-off 7 days a week. We'll even package your gifts for you.
For more information, go to staples.com. That's Consumer Focus from Staples.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, so as I said, Kim Gerritsen is here from Realizing Innovation. I noticed T-Mobile, which is the fastest-growing wireless carrier, coming under scrutiny for its ad campaign promising to rip up service contracts and do away with hidden fees. Apparently, the New York Attorney General is investigating complaints that that isn't what's happening. When you call T-Mobile, they say, well, that's what the ad says, but in reality, this is what we'll really do. There's been a lot of shaking up. T-Mobile has shaken up the telecom industry quite a bit. He refers to himself as an uncarrier, which vows to free consumers of burdensome service contracts and other pesky things. What do you think? They're saying things because they want to say things to get beyond Skype and become a bigger carrier. But Consumer Reports say that they are good. T-Mobile is better than Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. And that doesn't surprise me because they all suck. Having said that, what do you make of the focus on advertising and claims and what they can actually do, Kim?
The whole market is so competitive. It's chaos. I mean, market by market, city by city, you're told different things by all the carriers. You know, the Sprint commercials show people with chainsaws sawing old contracts in half. There's fine print on the TV commercials. There's fine print in all the ads that severely restrict what the claims that are being made. It just takes time to sift and sort and weed through all the noise to pick the right carrier.
Well, it's growing. Right? The whole area is growing so quickly. People laugh at me. I dropped my cell phone in the driveway yesterday and ran over it with a tractor. But I have a flip phone. So I went to the Verizon store to change my flip phone and get it, you know, the old one that I had programmed. So in case I find another one, I don't want to use my smartphone for an everyday application because it's too cumbersome for me. But there are a bunch of kids in there that are 23, 24, 25 years old who looked at the flip phone. They look at me. They couldn't figure. For a while, you know, we had some fun with it. But, you know, basically, the new products are coming in so fast. I looked at this kid and I said, how do you know how to do all this stuff? He said, no, I just grew up around it and I trained myself. And that's what's happening, I think, there's a line here of the haves and have nots or the no and no nots. And that comes to, I mean, every day there's so much new smartphone, this and the 6 million devices that are prone to attack because of software. Who's going to know that when you go buy the stuff? I'm just looking at something here where you're unprotected. There's so much of this stuff coming out so fast. How can you buy it and be protected? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Everybody needs a 23-year-old to help them.
There you go. Let's bring in those carrier hired. Thanks.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.